Once we get up on M40, you know, it's higher elevation, so that makes a big difference.
That would help out, that's for sure.
So, what have you been doing? Reading books?
Yeah, why?
I figured that.
How'd you know that?
No, I just know you like to read books.
I've read all my books so far, but now I'm reading some of the train books that I've gotten.
Yeah, so you know all about the EMD, the diesel locomotives and all that stuff.
I've got about a dozen train books, and I've read about two of them. Matter of fact, about a half hour ago, I finished reading one of my books. So I'm starting another one. I love reading because I've learned a lot about reading. I've learned a lot about the Bible, and I've learned a lot about World War II. And those are my two favorite subjects, but I've got other stuff that I've read, too.
Right. Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. So, do you know how a diesel engine works? Did you learn that?
Oh, not yet.
Okay. Yeah, the two-stroke locomotive engines, and then, and I think there's a force, but I don't know enough about locomotives. I know that a lot of them use a two-stroke diesel engine. And I know some of them are like 12 cylinders, and I don't know. Yeah, I think most of them are like 12 cylinders.
Pretty powerful engine, but did you know that the steam engines were more powerful than what the diesels are?
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Somebody told me that, and then I read that too. So yeah, those old steam engines were very powerful. There's one steam engine that was the biggest one, the wheel configuration was 4884, and it was called the Big Boy, and it was so big that it couldn't make the curves. So they actually like cut it in half and made it a bend, and it was one of the last few steam engines built, but they were really, really huge.
They were 1,000,000 pounds.
But they were very heavy, but they were very big. And they made them after World War II. I think they only made like 25 of them. And the Union Pacific took one and revitalized it, and it's going across the country now.
Oh, is that right? Okay, so they still have that Big Boy running.
The UP, the Union Pacific, the reason, though, that they discontinued steam engines because steam engines spend half their time on the track and half their time in the shop, where a diesel engine needs very little maintenance. And so whenever that happened, it's like, wow, we're saving a lot of money, you know, because they have to fix them all up. There's a lot of labor in that involved, so they just says, okay, we're going diesel, and they dropped the steam engines really quick. All railroads did.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that, having to tend a boiler. Oh, my gosh. Those numbers on the commercial system, what a mess.
You're getting to a point now where I'm hearing the scratching noise worse than your voice.